This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. People gathered in downtown Grand Junction this afternoon to honor Martin Luther King Jr. Taylor Jackson is the inclusivity coordinator at Colorado Mesa University. She says it's important for people to read King's speech and see beyond a sanitized version of him.
There was a lot of stuff in there about environmental justice, unions, and labor laws, which we're seeing right now as well. I love that our community shows up and comes together, and I think that's the biggest part for me is just to really understand what he was asking for and try to continue that work.
The group Black Friends and Citizens put on the march. The group canceled its other events when the King family requested there be no MLK celebrations until after voting rights legislation is passed. Some Colorado hospitals are adding policies to deal with more patients needing care for COVID and other health issues. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The UC Health System recently adopted new emergency department rules about who to admit and what kind of care they should receive. ERs will screen patients upon arrival. If they don't meet criteria for an emergency medical condition, they'll be discharged with outpatient follow-up recommendations. ERs are strained, but UC Health spokesman Dan Weaver says they are still able to treat emergencies like heart attacks, strokes, or serious injuries.
Every patient who has an emergency medical condition is going to get care.
He says the rules are put in place at individual facilities only when needed and will stay until the surge of patients eases up. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Metro Denver was in the low 60s today. Similar weather is expected tomorrow. This is CPR News.